I described ransomware as a retrograde trend. And what I mean by that is most of the constellation of security threats is moving in the same direction. It's moving to more subtlety, more persistence, more pervasive, less overt. It's not about usually smash and grab or blowing things up. And so we saw in 2017, really, if you go back even over a year of ransomware, big, splashy, painful ransomware. But that was almost going against the trend in the industry. What we've seen this year is it's turned from being this a means of getting big funding or getting big attention, and it's instead taking advantage of things like IT reflexes. So it is now, for instance, if you execute a kill chain or at Cyber Reason, we call them malicious operations or malops. If you're an attacker and you're doing that at the end, you can get an awful lot of advantage once you've done your action on intent by dropping some ransomware and getting the IT department to go found ransomware, reimage the system and clean up all your trace evidence. I expect to see in 2019 incremental improvement. And this is a theme, especially for the financially motivated, where if you've built the infrastructure, you're not going to build things from scratch. You're going to take what you've got, retarget new verticals, and add some innovations. It's incremental improvements. And so I expect to see new ransomware using slight new innovations in the technology. I think there'll be outliers. We might see a big, splashy, and very painful ransomware attack or two, but again, going against the broader trend.